This week, Pope Francis marks the first anniversary of his papacy. In his first 12 months, Francis has achieved the rank of a global pop star. His message of humility and proximity to the poor has won admiration from Catholics and non-Catholics alike. He's attracting bigger crowds than his predecessor, and as NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports, he is now the focus of a new fan magazine.
It's 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, and St. Peter's Square is beginning to fill with tourists, pilgrims, and the simply curious. One of the busiest spots is the newspaper kiosk across the square from St. Peter's Basilica. Pope Francis's image adorns nearly everything inside the kiosk, postcards, posters, and bobbleheads, not to mention books, DVDs, and special edition volumes commemorating year one of the Francis papacy. This week, there's a new edition, a weekly magazine called Mio Papa, My Pope. Newsstand owner Alessandro Tramalzini says the first issue, 69 pages long, sells for just 70 cents.
It's the first issue, so who knows how it will do in the long run. But this week, it sold well because it's very cheap.
My Pope is the brainchild of the Mondadori publishing house, known for its celebrity gossip rags, and owned by former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, convicted last year for tax fraud. The new fanzine could be dubbed a papal people magazine. Filled with photographs, My Pope is devoted entirely to the weekly activities, down-to-earth homilies and gestures of the 265th successor to Peter. Each week it includes a free pull-out centerfold of the smiling Pope and his more memorable quotes of the week. The magazine carries ads for laxatives, hair care products, and chair lifts. Editor Aldo Vitali, who's also editor of Italy's number one weekly magazine, a cross between TV Guide and People, said in his editorial, the purpose is not so much to celebrate the Pope, but to help him make the world a better place. The magazine came out on Ash Wednesday, the same day Pope Francis said in an interview he does not want to be considered a Superman or a star, which he said he finds offensive. Nevertheless, over the last year, Francis has become one of the world's most popular newsmakers. Tramalzini says his newsstand in St. Peter's Square is the best location from where to assess Francis's soaring popularity.
There's a huge interest in Francis. Visitors have increased a lot since Benedict was Pope. The Francis effect can be felt both in the numbers who come here and in the money they spend.
As the time nears noon, the square is packed, and like sun worshippers, tens of thousands of people aim their cameras, smartphones, and tablets all in the same direction, toward the second from last window of the top floor of the building to the right of the basilica. A figure in white appears, the crowd cheers, and Pope Francis wishes good morning to his dear brothers and sisters.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
And he finishes off his message wishing everyone a good Sunday and a good Sunday dinner.
Buona domenica e buon pranzo. Arrivederci.
As people leave the square, I ask a policeman to estimate the crowd numbers. Easily 50,000, he says, five times more than the average turnout for Francis's predecessor. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.